You know, yeah. problem solved.
Yeah, party for one.
All right, man.
Hey,
all these people.
Are you ready for good ass show?
I got Jake this time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I thought I was about to go into the outro for some reason. That's weird. Cool.
Anywhere in the world.
Ninja mind bomb you.
The mind quad. Cool. All right, here we are. We're back again. It's another edition. It's another episode of my show. And it's
Mind Freak.
Mind Freak. And it's old Party for One Dave. It's Dave.
Well, gobble, gobble, people. Welcome to our Thanksgiving show.
Yeehaw.
I put an ad out in the paper the other day looking for somebody to get stuffed. Guess who answered? It's Robin.
Oh. Hey, now. You're goddamn right it is. There's one thing I know, it's about getting stuffed.
Booyah!
That came out right.
You got it in there?
See so much goddamn stuff. See so much of that. Bringing it back around, there's a guy sitting on his couch.
It's the hoop snake, known as Jake.
Docking.
It's me, one take Jake, back in the saddle again, the pirate captain. I'm heading up a couple ships. It's, man,
looking for the booty, folks.
Looking for the booty. You know, I hate it. You see these people walking around. They got pirate disease. You know, they got a sunken chest and no booty.
Ew.
But that's a problem these days. That's what they say.
Yep, definitely heard that.
That's what they say, you know. That's what
I
heard.
It wasn't a saying before, it's a saying now.
You know, it's a saying as old as time. You know, story as old as time. Beauty and the Beast. So that's my Robin Williams 2 minutes of the day. How are you guys?
Super. Happy Thanks duty. For asking.
I'm a little super. Mind freaked.
My ninja.
No, your testicles are now in your mouth.
Hey now.
Mind freak.
Remember how I texted yesterday? I was like, I just came up with the greatest troll idea in the world.
Troll. Yeah.
And I believed it was the text, and then you didn't answer.
And then I was like, no.
No. No, because I actually responded to a text.
Yeah, right? It blew my mind.
Mind freak.
I had been mind freaked via text.
Mind freak is the name of this episode.
Mind freaked is the name of the episode. You gotta write that down.
I had been mind freaked.
It's gonna be recurring.
Sounds like something Jason Mantzoukas would say.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Like, oh my god, I've been mind freaked.
Oh. Okay, here's my idea.
All right.
So we go get a General Lee, the Dodge Charger. or you could just get like a beat up fucking pickup truck. You get a Oregon State Rebel flag. So you get the Rebel flag with orange, no blue, and you get black and all that. And you drive around the University of Oregon screaming, "The North will rise again. The North will rise again," during Civil War week. And then people get pissed off at Oregon State. And then they get in trouble. And we...
You know how all the Republicans blame Antifa for January 6th.
I've heard that, yeah.
Like, that's essentially what we're doing here.
Yeah. The North will rise again.
The North will rise again. Like, yeah, maybe in the Mountain West.
Hey, they don't know that. I would laugh so hard if they just still get smacked. Like,
so
Boise State's like, fuck you guys.
Are they going to the Mountain West, or is the Mountain West transferring over to Pac-12?
That's a great question, Dave.
No, here's what's going to happen as it stands.
All
the
right. Pack Scoop
2 is working with the Mountain Worst to create a partnership. And so they're going to try, I mean, as a Power 2 conference or whatever they are, I'm not sure how that's going to work out, but their plan is to schedule games with them and fit in somehow.
And the Mountain Pac 12 West.
Yeah. And currently, like, Oregon and Oregon State are working to get out of games in their schedule in the first couple of weeks of the season to maintain the rivalry.
Which Oregon's is Boise State that they're working on rescheduling.
Okay.
Because Oregon's supposed to play them 3 times over the next 6 years or 5 years, something like that. I think it's supposed to be back-to-back years and then a third down the road. So Oregon's like, hey, Boise State, you guys don't mind if we just say fuck off and do our own thing with the Bavers? Because
we'll give you some money. Now sit in the corner and shut up.
Exactly. Your conference mate will appreciate it.
Exactly. Dude, I got pissed off yesterday because I was watching one of these guys talk about how Oregon State had a chance this weekend or Friday. And they're like, well, you know, Oregon State's won 2 out of the last 3. And I was like, which ones did they win? The ones in Horvallis? One of those they got really fucking lucky in. And the other one we had Mario Cristobal.
And they got really fucking lucky in. Exactly. Both of those games we gave up massive leads.
How did the one in Eugene go?
Not well.
Not for them. Mm-hmm. No. So fuck off.
Yeah, you've won 2 of the last 3. Oregon's won 3 of the last 5 and like 8 of the last 12. So, and then like,
and if you go back further, didn't we win like 8, 7 or 8 in a row?
Yeah.
I think it was 10.
I don't think it was that much.
I don't think it was that long because that was the Washington.
Washington was 12.
Oh, yeah, it was Washington because my 11-year-old nephew was at that game. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
And he told that Washington Husky fan, hey, I've never seen Washington win. And the guy couldn't really say anything.
No.
Because he's a child.
I think the last one that we lost at home was the, like, quadruple overtime one where we were in our 5th-string quarterback.
Yeah, I was there for that one with when Jonathan Stewart definitely got the first down.
I brought Jello shots that game into the game.
What, you?
Yeah,
what?
It's weird. Yeah.
In a world.
Yeah.
Oh, that was the other thing. When we got into the stadium, I smashed another 3 beers in the first quarter, like once we got into the stadium. So yeah, I was rumbling.
It's fucking smashed, man.
I was ready to yell at anybody, and anybody gave me the opportunity.
Dave's over the heaven tinnitus.
Yeah. I couldn't hear you blow for a fucking horn. 10 seconds.
It helps.
Go mop. Mop.
Actually, the first time that happened, I was sitting on a couch with Billy, my little brother, playing video games.
Billy.
And then I couldn't hear him, so I started squeezing my head. And I had just gotten back from the Middle East. And he's just like, got up and told the kids to go to their room. He's like, I think today's about to freak out. And I like looked up and I was like, what's up? He's like, what were you doing? I was like, I couldn't hear you. It's like, what? I was like, yeah, I can't hear things sometimes. Like, all I hear is ringing.
Dude, when my head. Brian first got back from Iraq, the first time he went to the Middle East, we lived together in Monmouth in an apartment, and he's taking a nap on the couch in the middle of a day, and a fucking transformer blew down the street. He fucking woke up panicking, like, he's like, what the fuck's going on? Like, he was losing his shit. And I was like, you good? And he's like, what the fuck was that? I was like, it was like a transformer or something. Not a big deal. Unless you're freaking out from PTSD.
Right. And those explosions waking you up is a terrifying thing.
Is that a thing?
Is that a thing? Yeah.
It's like, I don't even duck when I hear gunshots anymore.
Right? I see people post on these Facebook groups, like I have a couple local ones, and they're like, there was a gun, I heard a gunshot in this area. And I'm like, it's like, there's hills right there.
Yeah, move back to the city.
If you don't like it, don't be here, I guess.
Yeah. I mean, I hear more gunshots in the city than I do in the...
Right.
Nah, I guess that's fair.
You need to be in like a medium-sized city, like Eugene. Boise. Where there's not as much.
I always feel like the shots in the city feel like they're closer, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they're echoing off the walls.
It's bouncing off everything, right. And then you're like, I can feel it! Like, how close is that?
Yes.
Oh, man.
That's why I'm investing in Glazer safety slugs.
Dave, did you get to watch any of the game from this weekend?
No, I watched some highlights.
Well, that's all you really needed to see.
Yeah, we got super busy, and then by the time I was able to get on my phone and I was about to text Jake, mm-hmm. it was like 42 to not many's. And I was like, oh, it's third. Like, nah, I'm good. Like, I don't need to try to watch this game right now.
Yeah.
Like, it's over.
Mm-hmm. So I just kept watching updates and stuff like that. Like, I text Robin and I was like, what is Bo on?
He was on one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that fucking pass interference was complete bullshit. Like, you're just guessing at that point. That's not even close to a PI.
Like, well, he's way more athletic than that guy.
So he's doing better, so must be pass interference. Mm-hmm. Fuck off.
That's like the Norm MacDonald School of Refereeing. that guy's doing better than that guy, so must be some kind of penalty.
Gotta be cheating.
Gotta be cheating. So pass interference on the offense.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's the Naked Gun umpire calls. Yeah.
Pass indifference. Oh, we need to get some of these. Like, for all the games.
I went to one of those once.
Oh yeah. Now the game was nice though. Like, Bo Nix, literally, like Jake said, was on one. Like, he threw two touchdowns to Patrick Herbert. One of them is one of my favorites because the lineman's running down the field. Did you notice that? I didn't notice it in real time. And then somebody on Twitter mentioned it and I was like, oh, that's even better. Mm-hmm. And then Troy Franklin was like, well, can I get some of those? And so they gave him two of them.
Bo Nix was the Oprah Winfrey of touchdowns.
His 65 yards in the air check down.
Yeah. It's like, shit. Yeah. Oh,
you're open. He's got two guys on.
Not really, but he'll get there.
Yeah, and then Gary Bryant. That was a great fucking score.
Dude,
the spins.
Our wide receivers coach, first of all, is the same way. He's a dude that was at Washington a couple of years ago, where their fucking stud wide receiver core came from.
Yeah.
And so he's teaching these guys. If you've noticed, we've been like killing dudes with the spin lately.
Yeah.
Like, I think they've been like, hey, what if we just spin?
Hey, I got an idea, guys. Here's my idea. Don't
hear me out.
Tackle you.
Yeah. When they put their hands on you, turn in a circle, and their hands will fall off of you. It's
like greased lightning.
Then go. Go.
It's like John Madden.
Exactly.
Not a point here.
Here's a guy that when he runs faster, when he runs, he goes faster.
Yeah.
you see him here, he goes in a circle real quick, and guys try to tackle him, but they think he's going to go forward, but he's actually just spinning in a circle. So he gets around that guy, boom, and he gets up the field and thinks, oh, no, here's two more guys, and they're going to turn him into a running back sandwich. So he takes a step back, and whoop, he goes over here.
Then tough act in acting.
That other guy, I can never remember his name. Yeah, Chris Berman.
Whoop, whoop.
I love yelling the whoop.
Yeah, whenever Robin and I are watching a game together, it's just us. You just if you're not in
practice
the room,
a lot too.
Yeah, we've been doing practice too. Whoop.
Whenever Bucky Irving's running the ball.
Oh my god.
Man, you know what I'm looking forward to? Coming down to the section and not having that bitch there.
Man. I posted, I mentioned, I said it in the podcast, I was going to post links, but instead I posted the videos to my Instagram and then gave you guys the directions. Red Arrow Deep
South. You guys are adults, you can figure it out.
Figure it out. That's what I said.
That's what I said. I said figure it out.
And then, Jessica, her father-in-law is going to have those seats between where we were and, or where we are and the fucking Karen from Oklahoma or whatever. So three and four. They'll be in three and four.
So there'll be a little bit more of a flotsam of area for me to sneak into there.
Yes.
Aha.
And obviously they're not gonna fucking say shit.
Right.
So They want us there. What I'm wondering is did he just, because he said he got those tickets for this game, does he still have his other seats? So is there going to be like six people from his crew there, and then like we're going to have like a whole baker's dozen in our section?
We have a fucking, we're going to have a squad. Well, we might be minus Ben, so there is, so
I think he should go.
Well, I think he should not die.
Well, yeah, he's not going to die. He's too young to die.
You hear that, Ben? You're too young to die.
Only the good die young.
Yeah, oh, piece of fuck. Shit. He's cool. He's good. He's good.
He's set. Yeah. Who sings that?
Is that like, it's like Bon Jovi?
Billy Joel?
Billy Joel.
Billy Eilish.
Billy Eilish.
Sir William Eyelash. Oh man. So what else is new, guys?
I don't know, man.
Oh,
Dave said he had some shit.
I had one thing apparently, and I thought Dave this was shit. Funny.
Hey, I like funny.
So there's this restaurant in Japan, right?
Uh-huh.
Yep, they got some.
No.
So the like it is celebrated at this restaurant when your order comes back incorrect, right? Like they make a big deal of it. I was like, oh, this is like Dick's Last Resort where they like are an asshole to you. Turns out this dude created a restaurant for elderly dementia patients to work at, so they had some purpose. And the dementia patients are either your waiter, waitress, or the cook. So sometimes they just forget the orders or mess it up. And I'm sitting here thinking, and the, like in the video, they're like, yeah, so, you know, so it gives them purpose. You know, they have a job, you know, and it helps, you know, educate people on the life of a dementia patient. And I'm just like, wow, he could just be like, I did pay you.
Yeah.
I already paid you this week. What are you talking about? You must not remember. And that's my takeaway from it.
My takeaway from it was that sounds incredibly dangerous for someone with a food allergy.
Oh, shit. Right?
Yeah, but it's Japan. They don't care about that stuff as much as we do.
When you say...
Yeah, they can't even say allergy.
Yeah.
God damn it. I was going to say, when you said like a Japanese version of Dick's, I was like, is it a really short restaurant?
It's really short and hairy.
Is it pixelated?
It's pixelated.
Pixelated restaurant.
It's just tentacles everywhere.
Pixelated restaurant is the name of the episode.
There is another restaurant in Japan where you can have dinner
sex
with Japanese porn stars.
So yeah.
All right.
Like what's the difference between a Japanese porn star and a regular porn star? Is it just that she's from Japan?
It goes this way.
I always wondered why things look. Yeah. Anyway,
I want to go. I've never been to Japan. I've been off the coast. I saw it, and then I got turned around.
We went right back to Thailand.
No, we went back to Hawaii.
Find the line.
Mm-hmm. That's the international date line.
It goes this way.
God damn it.
It's kind of like a freaky line.
It's like, not like a regular line.
Oh, yeah, I recorded that. I was going to make that a ringtone for somebody.
It should be for Dave.
It was going to be, I can't remember what I did. It was going to be the piss off ghost line. Piss off ghost.
Piss off ghost.
I can't remember who I was going to use it for. It's like, on the one of these updates over the last like 3 or 4 months with Apple, they've decided that you can't just make text tones. You either have to buy them or they're just going to make it really difficult to assign them. So now
Apple,
right? So now I'm like, well, I mean, I can make them again. I guess it's easier that way. So that's what I've been doing. Kind of bugs me.
Remember when people used to jailbreak their iPhones? I wonder if you can still do that.
You definitely still can. It just seems like it's less, I don't know, worth it less.
Yeah. I did it with my first one, I think it was, because I was still in San Diego, and I could do different buttons for everything, and like cooler backgrounds. You could download videos, which was very important for e-deployment.
Makes sense.
Like, your phone is just nothing, like, you can't use your phone, no service.
Right.
Or you turn it off. So it's just a bank.
a literal bank.
A spank bank.
Will,
yeah.
If you will.
Well, weird.
If you won't.
And then like 3 months into deployment, you had to find your phone because we all just swapped phones.
Oh my God.
You're like, wait, who's got my phone now?
You're like, why is it sticky?
Yeah. Told you leave it in the plastic bag.
Use the haptic feedback gloves, please.
Yeah. You're like trading your phone with people, but you're putting a condom on it first.
Yeah. Be careful. Bell had this phone last.
And an AirTag.
Yeah.
Oh, why did I bring that guy? That name I just brought up.
Uh-huh.
I brought it up because
he got a lot of shit.
Because you thought of it.
Because he went down on a stripper in Thailand.
Oh.
Like, yeah. No. It was in Abu Dhabi.
Oh, Abu Dhabi.
Yeah. And we
I didn't know they had strippers there.
Oh yeah.
Or maybe a hooker. Stripper, hooker, same difference. Ish. Sex worker.
There we go. Sex worker.
Yeah. I like that term nowadays. It's catching on. It's just
sex worker.
All encompassing.
Right. It's a nice one. It's a good mm-hmm. it's a good ambidextrous.
Yep.
What about a sex laborer? Some of that shit's a labor.
Fornication laborer.
That's when you sleep with a fat chick.
Yeah, you come out with back problems. Like you've been digging ditches over for 20 years.
Jesus. Digging ditches for 20 years. Oh, sometimes you got to find them first.
With the ditch that you're digging?
Yeah.
After 20 years, I'm sure you would throw your back out. And that was this episode of Coded Language on my show. Yeah, yeah.
You're adults, you'll figure it out.
Yeah. Or you're not and you won't. That's fine.
Either way.
Yeah.
I'm okay with either one.
And if you're not an adult, why are you still up? Go to bed.
I've gone through, I was telling Robin before the show, I've gone through the stages with this game already. Like the state, you know, a lot of things.
Civil War,
like
the, by the way.
Yes, Civil War week. The stages of grief always happen. You know, it's like, okay, you know,
yeah,
it's a big important game, and like it always starts with, of course we're gonna win, of course we're gonna win,
mm-hmm.
right? And then Tuesday, Wednesday, I start doing a little homework, watching this and that, reading things and that, and then usually in Wednesday. Here I am Wednesday, but I'm a day ahead because our game week is Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And so yesterday I was like, oh man, this thing is gonna be a battle. This is not going to be a fun atmosphere to watch a football. It will be, but it won't be because we'll be surrounded with a bunch of fucking Beaver fans will be there too, making everything terrible.
Ew, what if Beaver fans are on like 5 and 6 seats?
Ew, they probably will be, but ew.
I'll make sure to record when Riv sees them.
Anyway, like, here we are. This is essentially the Thursday of game week.
It's game five, game or day five of our
game. Day five game week, and I'm like, I've moved into acceptance. It's gonna be an ass whooping. It's gonna be another Utah. Like they don't know what's about to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I heard a great analogy talking about this earlier. They said that after Utah played Washington, they played them really well. And then they came out and got their doors blown off the week after that. Mm-hmm. It was a classic situation of having 10 weeks of gas in a 12-week tank. Well, the Beavers just played Washington, played a really emotional, tight game, lost in their final home game of the season. Now they got to go on the road to play a top team in the nation on short week rest. And that team only played half a game of football
right.
that was not challenging.
Oregon is rested.
Mm-hmm. Right. And they are not overlooking you. They are not like looking past this game.
Nope.
It like the numbers don't lie and they spell disaster for Oregon State.
Yeah. I fucking hate this school.
You see, normally when two schools play, they have a 50-50 chance of winning. But when you look at Oregon State University, you can see that things aren't equal. So you take Oregon's 50% chance of winning that they would normally have and the 25% chance they win in because Washington sees Oregon and they know they're not going to win, so they're not even going to try. So you take that 75% that Oregon has, and you, that gives Oregon State 12.5% chance of winning. But then you take Oregon's 75% chance if they were to go in a round robin tournament, and then take the 66% chance that they'd have if they were to go one on one against Oregon State, gives Oregon 133% chance to win this game.
And that is Civil War Steiner math from Jake.
Civil War Steiner math. There you go.
I felt like I was drinking on Darren's back porch again. I felt like I was 17 years old again,
right?
Drunk on a 40 of oldie while Darren talks.
Damn right.
No, you, Hogan.
I will fight all of you. Takes off his shirt.
I will fight you.
Still, one of my favorite memories is when I spine busted Ryan Crouch on the trampoline. Mm. Got in there. He did something. I come sliding in. And I fucking hit the rock spine buster on him.
Oh, good shit. Those TCW days were fun.
I wish I could have been around for some of them. You guys are too old for it by the time I showed up ready right to play.
I wish we'd, like, I know that there's tapes out there. Go I Ducks. Have some somewhere. Go Ducks. Dude, that pisses me off that we can't hear that, BT Dubs. Anyway, but like, it's just too much work to fucking convert tape to digital.
Well, if we have a sponsor this week. Get your recordyourlife.com. No, like I listen to enough podcasts that they advertise that sort of shit where they'll record it for you.
Yeah. I don't want to do it.
That's fair. I mean, I understand. I get that too.
Yeah.
I hear where you're coming from and you I do. Feel you.
Yeah. I've been felt.
You have been felt.
Feeling them up.
No, yeah. We're not Penn State. You haven't been felt.
Aww.
Too old for that.
That's see, why they call it Beaver Stadium, because everyone there gets felt. That's a really smart joke for people who understand.
I was just going to say, you're going to have to think about that one for a second. Just think about it. You'll get it. Mm-hmm. It'll come around.
Or it won't.
Or for Bullet Sponge, let me explain it to you now.
Yeah, Bullet Sponge, ask us later. We'll ask me.
I'll spell it out for you.
Hi, Bullet Sponge.
I sent him a picture yesterday. Like, he didn't go to work because his back was hurt.
What a nerd.
Right? Nerd. And I was like, I was playing with him and Destructigon. And I was like, hey, guys, give me 5 minutes. Well, there was a cool sunset. So I ran out there with my drone and then I sent him a picture of it. And his wife sees the picture and she's like, is he trying to get you to move down there? Because that's how you do it. I was like,
yeah.
Yeah, but yeah.
Look around. It's very nice here.
Mm-hmm. Like a look. You might say something you like.
It's a reading rainbow.
It's in a book. Head on down to Tommy's All American Eats and hit 1638 on the jukebox.
I think it's 5206.
Ah, well, hey.
1738. 867-5409. Jinx, you owe me some Coke.
Did you see that video the other day of the guys that went to the drive-thru and their total was 1738?
Yes, I've seen that. It's pretty good.
I wonder what happened to that guy.
Fetty?
Yeah.
He's going by Fetty now because the song WAP came out.
And
so now he's just Fetty.
They ruined his name!
Damn you, Cardi B. Damn you.
Damn you to hell.
The schools are excellent. There are some whores in this house and the roofs are brand new. Also, we ruined Fetty Wap.
I remember
my buddy Aaron was getting married and we were going out for his bachelor party, which we went to an escape room. Then we had a few drinks and I got really high.
With strippers? Escape room with strippers?
No strippers. His wife was a real...
winner?
Yeah, real winner. She would not have been cool with it. And to the extent that I was running around singing Trap Queen, because I have a habit of doing shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, what are you... You're like singing about girls dancing naked? And I'm like, yep, I sure am. Go get some hibachi, too. Bet you nobody's going to be naked there, though. Be a lot cooler if they were.
This would
be.
Naked hibachi.
I could go for some strippers and hibachi.
You won't forget the hibachi.
Either way.
With blackjack and hookers, you know what? Forget the hibachi.
Oh man. Well,
we're all just in this fucking like get ready for the game.
Literally all week. I wish I could show the surprise that it's gonna be a bonus episode of my show because I'm gonna record it and edit it, and then you guys will see it on our YouTube page. So you're going to have to go to the YouTube page to watch this video that I'm about to make at the Civil War.
What time are we leaving again? 9:30, you said?
6:15.
Yeah. At least 9:30.
Okay.
I'm going to be ready before that.
I'm ready now.
I've been ready.
I'm getting dressed and driving down. Like, I'm driving down in the kilt.
I mean, did that work out last time?
No, but I had jeans with me.
Oh, okay.
I also didn't have an alternator that worked. Now I have an alternator that works.
Yeah.
There you go.
Dave, we have decided to wear the Civil War hoodies. Show them.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah. Because we talked about wearing our Vegas suits, and I was like, I like that idea. And then Jake said the Civil War hoodies, and I was like, I also like that idea.
Mm-hmm.
I also have this to go with it.
There you go. Mm-hmm. That's how you make them like weatherproof.
Oh, we could always wear the Vegas suits any game.
Right. We could also wear them before.
We wear them for the Pac-12 championship game.
I also have.
We're not going to Vegas though. So.
I also have a scarf.
Oh.
Oh yeah. Maybe I'll break out my scarf too.
Do you know where it is?
It's in my scarf drawer.
Why did I ask? Oh my god.
Because I never know where anything's at.
No, but I mean the fact that you have a scarf drawer is just...
Which is also odd because I'm not a scarf guy.
Look at this fucking guy. Oh, durka, durka, durka. Baka, laka, daka.
Muhammad Jihad.
I will do. Muhammad I will, God. Watch out for the signal. I will go.
Oh, when...
You guys making fun of me.
When COVID first kicked off and the mask thing started being a thing, I didn't have any masks, but I had my old Afghan scarf. What is it called? I can't think of it off the top of my head now.
An Afghan.
A shemagh?
An infinity scarf. I get this
one. Yes. I had a shemagh, so I wrapped it. I did the whole head wrap to go into a store. And I was like, hey, give me all your monies.
You're like, hi, I'm Muhammad Hassan.
Yeah, I need all of your monies for Allah.
Allah!
The entire time during COVID, I just had the neck gaiters. And I got really used to wearing them to the point that, like, once we stopped having COVID, it felt weird not having anything around my neck for a while.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So just walk in, pulled up over my nose, be like, hi, I'm here for this weed.
Like a man choker.
Oh, what was that thing I said earlier? Free throat hug.
Free throat hug. But you see, like, the first thing I thought about was getting a throat hug. And then I didn't want to hug somebody. No, I understand. That was my second inkling. My first inkling was hugging someone with the throat.
I couldn't give those. I don't have much of a neck, so it'd be hard to.
Not with that attitude.
I mean, it's not the size of your neck, right? It's the size, like what you can do with it.
I don't know the science behind it.
It's more of an application of science than a theory of science.
No Scientologist. That may or may not.
I'm just, the fucking football needs to happen.
Right.
Like I read something on Twitter that I thought was really well said. It said for the Ducks, like every game from this point on for the remainder of the season for the next four games is the most important game of their life.
Yeah.
And like if they survive in advance, like this is the West Regional right now. You know, we win the Eugene Regional, then we go to the Vegas Super Regional. We win the Vegas Super Regional, we go to the Final Four.
I think that's one of the brilliant, I don't know if it's intentional, but it seems intentional, things that Dan Lanning has done, which has made them every week, we're not playing anybody else. We're playing against ourselves, against the standard, and every game is important. He did say this week is our Super Bowl, which was confusing to me because I would think that the national championship would be the Super Bowl. But also, yeah, if you have your Super Bowl now, everything else seems easy. So I don't know. He's a really good coach. I really hope that the things he said were truthful, you know.
Mm-hmm. Well, I was actually talking about this earlier today. It's interesting. You can tell the difference between when coaches deny something and when coaches he pulled himself out of the running of all these jobs with the way he said what he said. Like,
yeah,
ever since he said that, he hasn't been linked to a single job.
Mm-hmm. I was right. Did he actually end up signing that extension yet? Or I
mean, it's automatic. It's built into his contract.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he gets over a certain number,
Yeah, well, I was going to say he had an extension already that he signed, and then he had another extension like you were about to explain.
Okay. It's an extension and a raise. It's another year added to his contract and $100,000 more, I believe, plus his assistants also get bumps in pay. Pretty good.
Yeah, it's like favored nations, too. So it's like...
What does that mean?
If anyone gets hired at a higher rate, he gets that rate.
Does he have that?
I think he may.
I hope so. He deserves it. Like, yeah, if anybody deserves it, that's the fucking guy.
Mm-hmm.
I know. I also read something about Jonathan Smith. Jonathan Smith! Him and his bullshit about their AD is working on getting him an extension or something along those lines. But then we also hear Michigan State and Texas A&M and UCLA and Washington.
I'm okay with him going pretty much anywhere but Washington.
That's because you hate them more than anybody.
Yeah, I do. Like, but you know, he can be just fine in the Mountain West, but you know, going to UCLA, he might be able to pulse. Oh, that athletic department's a dumpster fire. He would.
Yeah, he would not be. Yeah. How funny would that be, though? I wish it would happen. I wish that if that were going to have happened, that it would happen this week so that we could just, I want that to be.
It's like Thursday he announces, this is my last game.
Right? Oh my God. That would be so good.
I will not be coaching the bowl game.
Man, you think they'd be mad?
Man, I would be like, hey, it's not so funny, is it?
Right? Fuckers. Mm-hmm. Thought it was funny when it happened to us.
Like, every time you guys get success, your coach leaves. But the difference is, when we get success and our coach leaves, we get more successful. When your successful coach leaves, you guys dive bomb for 20 years.
Right. Mm-hmm. That's exactly it. People are starting to recognize that Oregon is a destination, I think, because of... You look at what's happened, and we talked about it in the group text, I think. Every time we've lost a coach, we've seemed to have
improved,
upgraded, minus the Chip Kelly move, I think.
I feel like what Oregon has done in a way is established the, you know, how UConn is a basketball power, mm-hmm, because it is.
Yes.
There's nothing, no one wants to go to Connecticut. There's no reason to go to Connecticut.
Yeah.
Unless you want to play basketball. Realistically, unless you're an outdoorsman, there's no reason to go to Oregon unless you want to play football.
Yeah.
And that's okay. Like, it's okay to be the UConn of football because UConn wins national championships.
Women's UConn.
Men too.
I mean, I guess they have won some.
Yeah, they won that same year when Kemba Walker was playing there. They won that one.
Kemba Walker was one of my favorite college basketball players to watch. I enjoyed watching him play.
That battle he had with Johnny Flynn in that 6 overtime game in the Big East Championship. That was fun to watch.
Yeah.
Dude, man, that's like the worst part of this whole conference realignment thing is losing basketball conferences like the Big East. Because the Big East was legit.
Yeah. Like,
and those teams all hated each other.
Every week was a rivalry game.
Yeah. It's like, oh, who do we have this week? Providence.
Fuck Providence.
I fucking hate Providence.
Right? That makes sense. Shit's good, though.
I'm looking forward. I think that's one thing I am looking forward to in the Big Ten is finding who our, like, natural secondary rival is going to be. Because, like, we already hate the Huskies. And I don't think that USC is going to be competitive much longer, so they won't really be that much of a rival until they get their next big name coach, and then they spike the pond with a bunch of 5-stars again, and then the cycle starts all over.
Mm-hmm.
But let's see. Like, I think like maybe Penn State. I'm still mad about the Rose Bowl. We've played Michigan State enough that they could be a secondary rival.
I was going to say Michigan.
That's what I was thinking, too.
Wisconsin.
I think we already don't like Michigan.
We don't like
Michigan. At least I haven't liked Michigan ever.
Yeah. Like Wisconsin anybody. Could be one just for having a W on their helmet.
Yeah. Everyone in that stupid conference is just a letter on their helmet.
I think Michigan, it probably will be Michigan, though, or Ohio State, if I were to guess, just because... they are up. They're the upper tier.
We're going to slide into the Penn State role, basically.
And their fans don't understand that just because you have 100,000 people in your stadium doesn't mean you're actually that loud.
Yeah.
They don't get
it. As we demonstrated.
Right. Because somebody, I was watching, I can't remember which one of the ESPN shows, but they were talking about how. And Oregon only has 60,000 fans. How are they going to? And then somebody was like, have you not seen how loud it gets there? You literally cannot hear anything.
I've heard it twice this season, and it'll happen again this Friday, especially with an evening game. People are going to be drunk and rowdy. When your ears scrape from the noise. Like, it's happened a couple times this year, and it hasn't happened like that in a long time.
Yeah.
Like, Autzen is back.
We've been loud. Mm-hmm. Very loud. So
we
one
killed,
of the things...
We killed USC.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
You could see it. You could see Caleb Williams running back and forth on the sidelines, like, trying to tell people what to do because they can't hear him.
So... the Big Ten just approved, because of the Michigan sign stealing thing, the NFL style communication devices. You know what kind of problem that's going to cause when teams come to Autzen?
Yeah.
It's going to be a fucking big deal.
Mm-hmm.
It's like you see the Chiefs, they're like, oh, we're so loud. I don't think they're as loud as Autzen. I just don't. That might be Oregon biased. It probably is.
They have the decibel record.
I don't believe it's not manufactured though.
It's not unfair. There's a lot of back and forth between them and Seattle about who's louder from time to time. It's always fun.
Well, Seattle's shown up on seismology. Like, that's impressive.
You know what's funny is, like, the Seahawks Stadium holds fewer people than Fusky Stadium, and yet Fusky Stadium isn't that loud.
I think part of that sometimes is the way they're built, too. Feels like, isn't the Seahawks Stadium more concrete, and the stands in Mashington are all metal?
Yeah.
That plays a big part. I don't think people realize. Plus, the way that it's... The two places are shaped. Washington's set up to send all their sound out to the fucking lake.
Yeah. So it resonates. So it resonates. That's the thing. It resonates out, mm-hmm. and it sounds loud to the people up here.
Mm-hmm.
And that's, oh my God, it's so loud here. But when you're down on the field, it's not as loud. Mm-hmm. Whereas up when you're in Oregon, it like watching games from up above, you're like, oh, it's not really all that loud up here. And then you get down to field level and it's loud.
Mm-hmm. It's not even like the first level, like where our seats are at. It's loud there, but being on the sideline, it is so fucking loud. Like mm-hmm. it's stupid loud. The few times I've been able to be on the field, I've noticed it. It's just ridiculous.
Mm-hmm. And you can't like record it and it doesn't convey. No, yeah. Doesn't show at all, because I recorded shout from the sidelines.
Yeah.
One game. I think same game that you were down there for the first half.
Yeah.
And I rewatch it and I'm like, I'm super excited because I'm rewatching it, but you can't show someone and expect them to feel how I felt standing there. Yeah,
it doesn't
there.
Give the feeling.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Also, I looked like a 30-year-old junior college transfer with tattoos.
Dude, we should start working on you long snapping. And then you walk on at old Oregon State.
And then you bad snap at the worst time.
Just wait, save mm-hmm. it. Perfect snaps all year until we're in the Civil War. Yeah. And then suddenly the ball is 10 yards over the holder's head.
You can't get it to the punter.
Yeah.
I think they might catch on to me when they see me in the locker room. And they're like, what's that on your chest? Nothing.
They're like, what? It's cancer.
You're sitting there, like you're playing the Oregon fight song before every game.
Yeah, just getting pumped because the Beaver fight song doesn't do it for me.
Like you have the wired headphones plugged in, and somebody accidentally trips over the cord and unplugs on. Just look at him like.
I accidentally hit. Sucks. I hit the wrong button.
Sorry, it's herpes.
It makes me angry.
Yeah, yeah. I'm so fired up as a long snapper.
Yeah. My snap is so good for you.
I was telling my kid, I was like, hey, you know what? If you're a long snapper, nobody can touch you. And you can hit whoever you want.
Mm-hmm.
So keep that in mind. Just because you can throw the ball between your legs means you get to go to college. And then you get to knock the crap out of the guy who catches the ball.
What grade is he in?
He is 10. So whatever that means.
So fifth grade. So
third grade. Fifth grade.
That's what I fourth said.
Yeah.
You got held back.
Me is in third grade.
Right. Start teaching him stuff like that. Does he need a football?
No, we got footballs.
Okay.
We got ball. You got an extra ducks one. Weird.
Yeah, it's something that happens.
Oh, shit. My laptop's almost dead.
Hey, apparently you should plug that in.
You should plug that in, David. David.
Oh, it's because it's because my cable is broken and I'm waiting for my new one to come in.
Isn't that like your fourth charger?
No, this is only the second one. Because I left the
other one in Idaho.
Yep.
Yeah. Utaho, Idaho. I'm so excited for pumpkin pie. Why.
Oh my God. But Jen made pumpkin pies, like homemade pumpkin pies. They're sitting in there right now. I'm going to eat them tomorrow. Oh, I guess we should talk about Thanksgiving
Thanksgivings.
Yeah.
Literally just in the way of Civil War. But yeah, let's like my brain literally, like we said all week.
So all things considered, we were supposed to have this family trip mm-hmm. to Bend that I was really looking forward to. It was mm-hmm. going to be fun, but they wanted to leave Friday. And I was not thrilled about that decision.
Yeah.
And so when Ben said that he had COVID, I was disappointed for a lot of reasons. But then there was a small part of me that was like, now you just get to go to the game. Like, because I was like, how long is the trip to Bend? Because like, I was like, well, is it like an hour and a half? Like 2.5 hours.
I was going to say, it's like 4 hours from my house.
Mm-hmm. I was like, why is Bend so far away?
What were you guys going to do in Bend?
I don't know.
get some IPAs and.
Well, we were gonna one thing we were gonna go to the High Desert Museum because that place is cool.
Every time, well, I shouldn't say every time I'm there. There's been a couple times when I was driving through and stopped for something to eat. I didn't go to the High Desert Museum, but I love that place.
Yeah, it's really cool.
They have a Stars in Bend.
They sure do. Mm-hmm. When I was working a stripper taxi, I drove a girl to that one a couple times.
Oh, I fell in love with a stripper there.
She rolled.
I've never been to that one.
Oh,
I haven't either. I've only been outside.
I went back to back nights because I was like, oh my God, I need to see that girl again. I'm getting a lap dance.
when I was dating one of the girls that worked at the Brick House, there was another girl that came in that had this like bee tattoo on her leg. And I was like, oh, you're actually fun to talk to when like my girlfriend isn't here. I can talk to you. And then you'll go away and then I'll talk to my girl. This is perfect. And then she was only there for like one day. And I was like, what the fuck? Where did she go? Like, I actually had someone to talk to in here. God damn it.
Where'd B girl go?
Yeah, where did the B girl go? I don't even remember what her name was.
Was her B tattoo on her knee?
No, it was on her thigh.
She's the bee's knees.
Was it the letter bee or was it a bumblebee?
It was like a honeybee.
Oh, okay.
Was it like on her thigh, like slightly above her knee or like way up in the meat?
It was like
way
a
up
meat.
On the meat.
Way up on the meat, Dave. Way up on the meat. Like center thigh, way up on the meat.
Mid meat section.
Mid
meat section.
Of the thigh.
I'd still call it the bee's knees.
Well, I was allowed to touch.
I had a weird thought earlier today of when I got slapped by a stripper at Dino's.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure you had to pay extra for that one.
No, I didn't. So they told us before, you guys can do all the touching you want. You can take pictures. No penetration. I was like, okay. I didn't think that applied to my mouth. So she's like dancing on me and her boob was right there. And I was just like, and she slapped me. It's like, hey. I didn't know I couldn't do that.
That's not penetration. That's touching.
She put her nipple in my mouth.
Her nipple was in my mouth. So like almost in my mouth. And I just went.
She told me to open my mouth.
Then she was at a party at Jackie's house months later. And we caught her and her boyfriend banging in the bathroom. We may have figured out how to look in there.
Like, hey.
You know, like on some bathrooms on like manufactured homes, the bathroom just has like that little window that's about that big at the almost right under the eave.
That's a grave. That's a great.
So we were like peek like up on shoulders and like, all right, cool. I'll put my knee down. You stand on my knee.
She's doing it. Look at her. Look at her. She's doing it.
She's doing it.
No, literally, she's doing it.
She is doing it.
I didn't know I couldn't do that.
Yeah, generally, I try not to do it at parties. I try to get at least out into the car.
Back to Spanksgiving. Dave, what are you doing for Thanksgiving?
Everyone's coming here.
Oh, hey, what time?
Everybody's coming.
Can't remember.
I could go there start. And make Dion uncomfortable. Be fun.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm not really sure what time.
I came over last year because you guys had crab. Or was that Christmas?
And then we had Christmas. Crab's usually Christmas.
Oh, okay.
We do crab and prime rib on for Christmas dinner.
Gotcha.
I don't know what we're doing this year, but I'm never involved in these things other than I'm never lumpia. Involved.
Arrive, eat, leave.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Raise no, we don't. Leave. We don't really actually do lumpia on holidays just because we Why eat not? It all year. We eat it.
They have it all the time.
Yeah, like every other family get together, we like, mom makes it and.
My house, we have Doritos. Dave's house has lumpia.
We don't have Doritos for Christmas because we have it all the time.
Yeah, it makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I'm assuming, actually, I don't even know.
Whatever Dave's having.
But whatever, I think just my parents are doing Thanksgiving stuff. I asked my dad about it, but I didn't really care enough to listen to the answer. So
yeah,
just assume everybody's.
Yeah, I'll text you at the time.
Gonna be here. Yeah, if I'm not.
I mean, I was going to anyway, probably the day of, and be like, hey.
All I'm doing is packing for Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Loading up. I got everything. I went shopping today. Got all my stuff taken. She's really just buying water and soda and stuff. And then Friday we'll leave at 9:30. We'll order pizza on the way to Roseburg. We'll get our ice from Costco and our pizzas. And then, yeah, I don't know. I made lists. I made a list. I can't reach it. But I made a list, like, of Wednesday stuff, Thursday stuff, Friday stuff. Like, and then all, like, it's, yeah.
I've got my pile of clothes just ready to rumble. I've got everything here. I've even got my socks. I've got underwear. Like, I hope that they're just, like, in July, they're just say, yep, sorry, there's nothing we could do. We couldn't get out of the game with Boise State due to scheduling conflicts.
Wait until July.
And fuck the Beavers. Fuck everybody. Mm-hmm. Fuck everybody but us.
Fuck everybody but us. That's what that means.
It's gonna... Oh, my God. The problem is...
Here's the problem.
I know a thing or two about football.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that just because somebody has a high rating doesn't make them a good quarterback. DJ Uiagalelei is a bad quarterback. He can run the ball, which does concern me because we have not shown defending the quarterback run. But we've also not gone against somebody whose primary objective was to run the ball. I think we're going to get a turnover in the first half, and it's going to open the floodgates.
Mm-hmm. I very well could. Did you see what Dan Lanning said to our Uiagalelei?
Hit your brother.
I'm like, fuck yeah.
Yep.
Oh my God. I hope he has like 6 sacks.
Give him the old Danny Rojas treatment. You're not my brother this week.
I hope they go to do the jersey exchange and he's like, I don't want that trash.
Mm-hmm. Did they do that in college?
No.
I didn't think so. They do the gloves.
Because you only get one jersey for free. You have to buy the rest of them.
Mm. Well, I still want the gloves.
Yeah, I got dibs, though. I called dibs on next gloves.
You did call dibs.
Mm-hmm.
So if they're there.
And they're the Spencer Webb gloves.
We might be able to do
they
some
They should have
sort
made
of,
the fingers webbed.
That would be cool. Maybe we could do some sort of, like, one for one.
Oh, it's all good. I'm not mad at it.
If it's even there, they're probably got there like,
right.
What are those fucking gloves?
Last week they weren't.
They haven't had anything that's been like revolutionary and new.
That's true. But usually they still have like the mannequin set up for pictures.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Well, maybe we just gotten there. Maybe we've just been getting there late.
We got to find a door. Oh, I forgot to order that door thingy. I'm going to buy that for next year.
The flipper?
No. Well, also, I want one of those. No, but the fireman's thing that goes and opens all those doors. That would be cool.
Yeah. All of a sudden, we're in.
Mm-hmm. I got an idea.
Like ninjas. Test it out.
My ninja.
I love how, like, you have season tickets and you still sneak in.
It's more fun.
It is more fun.
It's way more fun. Yeah, I don't understand why more people don't do it. Is Grayson over there? My dad just texted me. Like, I'm supposed to... I don't know.
The other thing, it's funny. Anytime I talk to somebody about sneaking into games, it's difficult for me to describe what is... Like, well, what do you do? I'm like, I walk in.
Walk in, yeah.
Like, well, what do you do? I'm like, I walk in.
It's like the... where the word con man comes from. Confidence. It's confidence, right. Man. That's all it is. It's literally just confidence.
Just walk through and keep going.
Yeah. You just, if you have the confidence, they rarely question it. And when they do, it's so short lived because they have other things to deal with.
Right. Their bandwidth is this 40 feet of space right here.
40 is a very generous estimate.
Four.
That sounds more realistic. It's very narrow.
If you can get out of that 4 foot radius,
yeah, he gone.
He goes.
Unless, of course, he's German for some reason.
And there's no one else around.
And then there's no one else around. And you're like, ah, shit.
I didn't know I can do that.
Listen here, buddy.
Well, these people,
hey,
they couldn't be anywhere in the world.
Anywhere in the world.
But they're here with us. Right here. We appreciate that. We hope that we'll see you again on the other side when we're previewing the conference championship.
Yeah,
it's gonna be good.
Mm-hmm.
But for this episode, this edition of my show, good night, universe.
That's a podcast.
Go Ducks.
Gobble gobble.
Go Ducks. Ducks. Go Ducks. Ducks. Fuck everybody but us.
Word.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Make sure to go and check out DefinitelyNotSellingDrugs.com.